because Valentine's Day is coming, and as our body's most visible erogenous zone, the mouth is one of our most sensual features. Let's speak to a man who knows all about lips, because he is award-winning medical professional and owner of the Botulinum Toxin Club, which sounds interesting. Sounds like a movie about music in South America. Dr. Harry Singh, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for my invitation.
Dr. Harry Singh, why are lips so important in terms of our overall attractiveness?
It's one of the first things that people see when they first meet them. And also we use them for a number of functions of eating and obviously kissing as well. So it has a dual function in terms of appearance and functionality.
And what do you do at the Botulinum Toxin Club to boost lips?
Yeah, so I'm a dentist that runs accredited training courses for medical professionals to learn techniques to enhance lips naturally and give the result to the patients want.
Because it's very tricky, lips, aren't they? You've got to be careful, because if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. We've seen many celebrities, say Leslie Ash, there was, you know, had that terrible incident with her lips. You know, you've got to be careful, because, you know, lips, if you put the wrong filler in or in the wrong place, it can be horrific, can't it?
Yeah, yeah, and that's what people forget, is the number of functions. You're looking at the whole face in terms of face shape, what suits people, what kind of results they want. But yeah, there's over 100 different types of filler products available with different particle size, different cross-linking, which will give you different results. So if you're not picking the right product, as you said, and injecting at the right depth and how much you inject, you can pick some horror stories, and that's what people's eyes are drawn to. People always notice the ones that go wrong. They don't notice the natural looking or the natural appearance that's been done by medical professionals.
Yes.
So I've got quite slim lips. I've got pale, slim, very unsensual lips, Dr. Singh. What would you do with me if I was to spend half an hour in your clinic?
Yeah, the first, obviously, I'll assess the whole face in terms of...
Good luck with that.
You'll be there all day.
You'll charge overtime.
Yeah, so generally speaking, the rounder or the larger the face, for example, Angelina Jolie, she's got a very masculine face, very square jaw, very big cheeks, and very big jaw muscles. So big lips suit her face because it blends in. So we need to look at the whole face and also look at what your requirements are, what kind of results you want. A red danger flag is people that bring pictures of celebrities on their phone.
Oh dear, well you spoiled the surprise for me, Dr. Harry Singh, because I was going to go to your clinic with a photograph of Mick Jagger and just say, give me Mick Jagger, please, because he's got the best lips in showbiz, hasn't he? It's been brilliant to hear from you, Dr. Harry Singh, award-winning medical professional and owner of the Botulinum Toxin Club. It's been The Green Room. Lizzie
Cundy,
always a thrill. We'll be back next week.
Love you.